Car detail. Today I got my car, a 2007 Jeep Liberty, detailed. Now, you may ask, why am I writing or talking about this? So you got your car detailed, Neil, so what? For some, getting your car detailed is not that special. It's a part of life. It's one of those maintenance items that you do once in a while to keep your car looking good and clean. So why, Neil, are you talking about getting your car detailed today? The number one reason that I'm talking about it is that I cannot believe how good I feel as a result of getting my auto detailed. It's really given me a shot in the arm. My spirits improved immediately. As soon as I saw it, I had a huge grin on my face. I almost embraced the detailer, Abu. I could not stop smiling. I found myself walking around my car, proudly saying to myself, "That's my car! That's my car!" Echoing Gus Walsh's emotional, "That's my dad! That's my dad!" at the Democratic Convention. A few neighbors stopped by and marveled at it. They asked my detailer for his business card. They were impressed. How could something like this affect my mood, attitude, and happiness so much? Well, first, you have to understand what my car means to me. All I want from my car is that it works. I want it to be functional. I use it to keep handy some clothes and athletic equipment. I have an overhead bar in it that goes across the back seat, one that allows me to hang all kinds of clothes. I always carry 5 to 10 items. No matter where I'm going, a raincoat, a windbreaker, a golf pullover, an extra sweater, a fleece pullover. I also carry my sports equipment, hiking poles, tennis racket, pickleball paddle. I carry my dancing shoes in a special bag. Attached to the rear bumper, I have a bike rack that holds my electric bike when I take it for off-road trips. I also use the car as a remote office. I have my cell phone connected to electronics so that I can make and receive phone calls. I also use the phone and CarPlay to listen to my books on Audible. I have a tablet with a pad of paper nestled in between the passenger seat and the gear shift so that I can take notes if I need to. I have safety and health items in the car. I have one box in the back filled with COVID-related items such as first aid supplies, Kleenex, paper towels, plastic gloves, COVID test equipment. I have another box in the back of the car, which is loaded with items that might be needed if the car has a mechanical problem. Tools, oil, jumper cables, duct tape, reflective signs, flashlight, work clothes, tire pressure gauge, blanket, and a fire extinguisher. Finally, I always carry up to 24 bottles of water on the floor behind the driver's seat so that I can easily have liquid refreshment at all times. I don't live in my car, but almost. The fact is, there is nothing special about my car. It's old. It's tired. It's bland in color. The Jeep Liberty is 17 years old. It's traveled more than 250,000 miles. Its air conditioning system does not really function effectively. It's noisy. It's had its fair share of mechanical problems that need attention from time to time. And more often than I care to admit, I've locked myself out of my car. On top of all that, I am not a maintenance fanatic. No, not by a long shot. I rarely wash it. I hardly ever clean the inside. I do keep a wastebasket for large items to be thrown away. Nevertheless, over the years, I have become attached to my car. In fact, I cherish my car. I love my car. Yet, to my recollection, I have never before had my car detailed. This was the first time. I frankly had to gulp a little bit when I realized what it would cost me. But even I had to admit that inside, in particular, was so dirty that it needed a really good cleaning. Yet the detailing has tapped into something deeper than just cleaning my car. I believe it's about renewal and pride and something I've relied on for years. Here are a few reasons why this could be affecting me more than I expected. First, as a symbol of longevity, my Jeep has been a functional companion for 17 years and 250,000 miles. Seeing it restored feels like a celebration of its longevity and resilience. Maybe I feel a little bit the same way about myself. Secondly, a sense of control and care. In a world where many things feel beyond our control, detailing my car is a tangible way to improve something in my life. It's almost like a small, achievable victory, which can boost my mood. Third, pride and ownership. While my car may have been just functional before, the detailing has given it new life. This has sparked a sense of pride that wasn't there before, especially as it looks more polished and refreshed. Fourth, emotional connection. Sometimes we don't realize how connected we are to objects that have been a part of our lives for so long. The detailing may have triggered memories or an appreciation of all the places my car has taken me. And finally, self-reflection. When you take care of things, it often mirrors the care we give ourselves. The act of having my car detailed might subconsciously reflect self-care, making me feel a little bit better about myself. Bottom line, I'm amazed at my own reaction to my car getting detailed. What may seem insignificant at first has actually triggered a moment of introspection, pride, and joy.
Be sure to subscribe to Meandering Musings wherever you get your favorite podcasts. For more about Neil Peterson and to read more Meandering Musings and travel essays, visit meanderingmusings.net. Like the podcast? Please help us grow our listenership. Tell your friends about Meandering Musings and leave us a review on Apple Podcasts.